Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thanks for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We're pressing on in 1 Samuel 19, looking at the life of David. And in the previous episode, Jonathan had sort of reconciled everything between David and Saul. And David was brought to Saul, and David was in Saul's presence as he was before. He was performing roles and services, as we're about to see. He'll play the harp for him. He'll go out to battle for him, this kind of stuff. So you think, okay, everything's great. Everything's wonderful, right? Yeah, we know better. And, you know, there actually is a picture here for us, even from the get-go, that, you know, when things are rectified, when things are better in our life, and one thing, don't be surprised you get another curveball, okay? Now, we don't live in fear. We don't live in a sense of expectation. Oh, what's going to happen next? Oh, woe is me, you know? That whole spirit of Eeyore type of thing. We don't do that. But we're not to be surprised, okay? We're not to be surprised. And we are to live with our head on a spiritual swivel, okay? Being aware within the spirit of what's happening, not out of fear, but out of awareness. So watch what happens here. Verse 8, when there was war again, David went out and fought with the Philistines, and defeated them with great slaughter, so that they fled before him. So remember that Saul had put David in military roles and responsibilities, hoping that the Philistines would kill him. He wanted to get rid of him. He feared him. He dreaded him. And he dreaded him. And that fear and dread increased even more as David prospered in the Lord. And these type of things, to where he had victory over the Philistines with a great slaughter, well, guess what's going to happen next? Yeah, an evil spirit from the Lord is going to come upon Saul. Verse 9, now there was an evil spirit from the Lord on Saul as he was sitting in his house with his spear in his hand, and David was playing the harp with his hand. So there's a very vivid picture right here. You have the king, King Saul, and he's in his house, and an evil spirit has come against him. Well, why was that evil spirit from the Lord coming against Saul? Well, because the Lord had removed his spirit from Saul. Why had Saul, the Lord done that? Saul had rebuffed the Lord. Saul had rejected the Lord. Saul had walked in disobedience to the Lord. And so the Lord says, okay, you don't want my spirit, and then you can have some other spirit that will come against you. So here Saul is. He's sitting in his house, and he's got his spear in his hand. Now, why in the world would somebody sit in the house with a spear in their hand? Well, this evil spirit's there. Since the evil spirit spawned Saul, they would have called David, because that's one of his roles and functions, and David's playing the harp. The whole idea is supposed to calm Saul, supposed to drive this evil spirit away. But I find it interesting, this immediately after we find out that David had a great slaughter and a great victory over the Philistines. So here Saul is dwelling upon this. Here he is thinking about this. And he's got the spear in his hand. What does David have in his hand? Well, the Hebrew says David was playing harp with hand. He was playing the harp. He was literally doing battle within the heavenly realm and worshiping the Most High God. He's doing it on behalf of Saul to drive away the evil spirit. So what's Saul's reaction to this? Well, we've already seen how he's reacted before. He does the same thing again. Verse 10 of Samuel 19. Saul tried to pin David to the wall with the spear. And it literally means he tried to strike him to the wall. He tried to just spear him into the wall with the spear. But David slipped away out of Saul's presence, so that he struck the spear into the wall, and David fled and escaped that night. Well, that's a wise move right there, wouldn't you think? He'd already been through this before. Saul tries to kill him, tries to strike him, and tries to pin him to the wall with the spear. David flees, he escapes. Verse 11, then Saul sent messengers to David's house to watch him in order to put him to death in the morning. And that's sort of interesting, isn't it? So Saul sends out messengers and says, hey, go keep an eye on David's house. I want to know when he comes home. Watch over him. Know where he comes and goes, because I'm going to put him to death in the morning. In other words, he wasn't going to do it right there at night. No, he's going to make a spectacle of it. He's going to do it in the morning. Verse 11 continues, but Michal, David's wife, told him, saying, if you do not save your life tonight, tomorrow you will be put to death. So David's wife was encouraging him, telling him, you know, my daddy's going to come after you. He's going to do this. Verse 12, so Michal let David down through a window, and he went out and fled and escaped. So they were watching the front door. They were watching the back door. Apparently, they weren't watching a window. So she lets David down at this window, and he fled, and he got out of there. Now, watch what she does. Verse 13. Michal took the household idol and laid it on the bed and put a quilt of goat's hair at his head and covered it with clothes. It's like an escape from Alcatraz type of thing. She takes the household idol. Well, what is this household idol? Well, the word is actually teraphim. And you see it in Scripture is an idol. Sometimes it's small, sometimes it's large. Apparently this one, because it's a household idol of the king, was somewhat body size. And it's the thing that they would use for incantations, that they would use to call upon various beings. And you're saying, well, they're not supposed to do that kind of thing. You're right. It's literally a household shrine of worship. You see it. So this is the same thing that Rachel stole, same word that Rachel stole from her dad. She stole from Laban. Remember that story? But it's interesting because in the ancient Hebrew, the little pictograph, you know, when they draw pictures of things like this, the pictograph is really interesting because it shows a man's head. And then it has a picture of a mouth, an open mouth in front of it. And it literally means man open. And so a lot of times people interpret that, okay, that's for medicine, that you open your mouth and take medicine. Well, yeah, maybe. It might have been used that way somewhere along the way. But I think it literally means that you open, because that's what you see in the New Testament with these idols. And even now, today, when someone has an idol and they'll have a ceremony over it, the idea is to open the mouth of the ceremony to receive the spiritual entity, to receive the entity into it. So it's the same type of thing. So they had one of these things there. Saul had one in his house. So she takes it, she lays it on the bed, puts a quilt of goat's hair at his head, like a wig, and covered it with clothes. Verse 14, when Saul sent messengers to take David, she said, he is sick. Then Saul sent messengers to see David. So they come back and report to Saul, hey, he's in there sick, apparently. I don't know, you know. So he sends the messengers back and says this, bring him up to me on the bed that I may put him to death. He says, okay, if he's that sick, pick up the bed, bring the bed to me, and then I'm going to kill him. So when the messengers entered, verse 16, behold, the household idol was on the bed with a quilt of goat's hair at his head. So Saul says to Michal, why have you deceived me like this and let my enemy go so that he has escaped? And Michal said to Saul, he said to me, let me go. Why should I put you to death? So she's saying he threatened me with death if I didn't play along with this ruse, if I didn't do this. He said that he would kill me. So this is Saul's daughter, so he's going to believe this. You know, he's not going to kill her over this type of thing. Verse 18 brings us to a little conclusion here. Now David fled and escaped and came to Samuel at Ramah and told him all that Saul had done to him. And he and Samuel went and stayed at Naoth. So here, David is with Samuel. He tells him everything that happens, and they go and they stay at Naoth. I wonder what's going to happen next. We will see, but David has escaped. Well, thank you. Again, I'm Dale, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.